Dobrý večer. Good evening to everyone. First of all, I would like to say thank you to all my Dhamma friends who has gathered here to practice medicine Buddha and long life prayer session for His Holiness Dalai Lama.
Tak, vítejte tady dneska. Jsme se sešli, abychom praktikovali mantru Buddhy medicíny a za dlouhý život jeho svatosti Dalai Lamy.
I would also like to say thank you to the organizer, Ms. Zuzi, and my colleagues to organize this event.
Ještě bych chtěl poděkovat mě za organizaci a za Tibet Open House, že jsme schopni se tady sejít.
So, the medicine Buddha is a healing Buddha from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Although many cultures have healing rituals and deities, but medicine Buddha is a profound practice for physical, mental, and emotional ailments.
Takže různé kultury mají různé hojivé praxe a zde tato praxe Buddhy medicíny je speciálně pro fyzické a duševní hojení.
So it is even more powerful when a group practice together, focusing on particular person or person who need healing.
Skupinová praxe pak ještě má ještě větší moc, když se soustředí na určitou osobu nebo na určitý druh léčení.
I also have received initiation or empowerment of medicine Buddha from His Holiness Dalai Lama, and I have also both oral transmission and reading transmission of medicine Buddha from His Holiness Dalai Lama.
Já sám jsem od jeho svatosti obdržela zplnomocnění Buddhy medicíny anebo zasvěcení do té praxe a také transmisi jsem získala od něho.
Therefore, today our together practice medicine Buddha's practice will more helpful us. And as you know, today is full moon day. That means today is the day of Dhamma practice.
Že dnes je úplněk, takže je to ten správný den na praxi Dhammy.
Today is also Friday. That means best day for the practice of the Buddha Dhamma, because we consider Friday is the best day within 7 days.
A navíc je dneska pátek a tradičně se pátek bere jako, že to je celého týdne ten nejlepší den na praxi Dhammy.
Today we have 1.5 hours for the practicing and mantra prayer session. Therefore, firstly, I am going to explain or interpret medicine Buddha and many of the mantra.
Během té hodiny a půl, co dneska máme, tak začneme tím, že vysvětlím, co je to ta mantra.
Then secondly, I'm going to tell you how to do visualization meditation on medicine Buddha. Thirdly, we will recite mantra together with visualization meditation.
potom vám vysvětlím vizualizaci a potom budu mluvit o tom, jak budeme recitovat s tou vizualizací.
Fourthly, before conclusion, we are going to recite Mani mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, for the long life of Dalai Lama, and also long life prayer. And also we recite together a short prayer for the Katu Gitzerbache, who was the head of Nyama school, but unfortunately he passed away before 3 days. So we will recite together a short prayer for him.
A naši meditaci potom zakončíme tím, že si zarecitujeme ještě mantru Om Mani Padme Hum a pak si zaspíváme modlitbu za dlouhý život jeho svatosti a také se ještě pomodlíme za Kato Krimpočeho, jež byl hlavou školy Nima, tibetského buddhismu, který před 3 dny zemřel. Takže se ještě pomodlíme za něj.
Then lastly, concluding by dedication. And we can, then we will stop this event.
Tak a ještě nakonec uděláme věnování a rozloučíme se.
So now I'm going to explain about medicine Buddha. So you know this is a picture of medicine Buddha. If I ask you what's this, who is this, you would say that is medicine Buddha. But there are 3 questions simultaneously arise, which are very important to know who is the medicine Buddha.
Takže toto je Buddha medicíny. Ty obrázky, co máte v rukou, to je dílo tady Matěje Bošiny. A tady máme nějaký jiný obrázek. Takže ten Buddha medicíny vlastně, aby jsme pochopili, co je Buddha medicíny, ještě budeme mluvit o 3 různých tématech.
So 3 questions are, who is the medicine Buddha? You know this, this figure, color blue, color is blue. But if I ask you, who is the medicine Buddha? And what is the his nature? What is the his identification? And what is the his main function? These 3 are very significant to know the medicine Buddha very well.
Podíváme na ten obrázek, tak můžeme říct, ano, to je Buddha medicíny, ale když se pak zeptáme, co je to vlastně Buddha medicíny, tak jsou 3 otázky, jaká, what's his function?
Who is the Buddha?
Who is the Buddha?
What is the nature of medicine? Who is the medicine Buddha? And what is the nature of medicine Buddha? And what is the his main function?
Otázky jsou, co je to Buddha medicíny, co je jeho esencí a jaká je jeho funkce.
So without knowing medicine Buddha, then a practice of medicine Buddha would not be powerful, would not be effectiveness.
Tak pokud nepochopíme tyto 3 otázky, tak ta praxe Buddhy medicíny nebude mít ten efekt.
So medicine Buddha is an enlightened being who has unconditional love, unconditional compassion, unconditional altruism.
Takže Buddha medicíny je osvícená bytost, která má unconditional,
unbiased, unconditional.
Nepodmíněnou lásku nebo lásku, která není podmíněná ničím. Soucitnost a možná bezpředmětnou.
So unconditional love means, maybe you don't know unconditional love. Unconditional love means our love, okay. General love, general compassion is conditional. If you love me, I love you. I love my parent because they are my parent. This is conditional, okay, conditional love. Unconditional love means without expectation. Whether they are my relatives or not, I give my compassion, my love, my altruism with freely. So that means if you have compassion, unconditional compassion, you can give your compassion even your enemy, all sentient beings. So medicine Buddha has unconditional love, unconditional compassion, and so forth. Now you're clear?
Yes. Takže normální láska, jak ji známe my, má vždycky nějaký předmět, má prostě nějakou podmínku, jako když já tě miluju, tak očekávám lásku zpátky a podobně, ale vlastně ta bezpodmínečná láska je taková láska, která patří všem a neočekávám nic zpět. A je to taková jakoby bezbřehá láska, bezbřehá soucitnost. A když mám takový druh lásky, tak když neočekávám nic zpět, jsem pak schopen milovat všechny i svoje nepřátelé.
Okay. Maybe it takes time. Okay. So medicine Buddha protect all the sentient beings from physical, mental sickness. And from the dangerous problems, not only these, medicine Buddha protect or help them from the three poisons: ignorance, attachment, aversions, which are root cause of our disease and our sufferings.
Takže Buddha medicíny ochraňuje nás před fyzickými a mentálními problémy a také nás ochraňuje před třemi jedy, to jsou jakoby negativní stavy mysli, které nám způsobují trápení a strasti.
So therefore, maybe you understood already this the answer of three questions, okay? So, medicine Buddha is enlightened being already. He is also Buddha. So who is medicine Buddha means? Medicine Buddha is enlightened Buddha, enlightened being, okay? What is his nature? His nature is compassion, unconditional compassion, unconditional love. Okay, what is his function? His function is to protect all living beings from suffering, from disease. Also, not only from disease, suffering, also he helps them to overcome from the root cause of our disease and our sufferings. Okay, so it's clear?
Takže rekapitulace, že Buddha medicíny je osvícená bytost, je to Buddha, jehož esencí je soucitnost a jeho funkcí je ochraňovat nás před nemocemi a před a nejen ochraňovat, ale i vyléčit nás z naše vlastně z kořene našeho trápení a tím pádem nás vlastně vyléčit a chránit.
Okay. I think maybe everybody understand my English. My English is very simple, you know, not difficult. Okay. If you understand, we don't need translation.
Rozumíte všichni, nebo mám radši překládat?
You need translation.
No.
Okay. So we will see. We will see. You can decide. Okay.
I'm okay.
So now we go a little bit back to the life story of the medicine Buddha. Okay. At one time, Buddha Shakyamuni was staying in a place called Vishali with 36,000 Bodhisattva disciples. At that time, Manjushri was there as Bodhisattva disciple. So Manjushri asked to Buddha Shakyamuni, okay, in future, Buddha Dhamma would degenerate and all the sentient beings would engage in the negativities such as killing, stealing, lying, and holding wrong view. As a result, all the sentient beings suffer horrific sickness, incurable disease. The world would be full of problems, dangers, and obstacles. So he asks, so Manjushri asks to Buddha Shakyamuni, who will release them from suffering? Who will protect them from danger? Who will help them to overcome the suffering and overcome the three roots of disease and suffering?
Takže se dostáváme k životnímu příběhu, jak vlastně vznikl příběhu o Buddhově medicíny a vracíme se zpátky do doby Buddhy Shakyamuniho, kdy Buddha vlastně přebýval ve Vaishali se svými žáky a při jednom učení. Buddha mluvil o tom, že jednou v budoucnosti nastane doba úpadku, kdy cítící bytosti budou pocitovat strašné utrpení, budou trpět příšernými nemocemi. A Manjushri se zeptal Buddhy, kdo v té době teda bude jakoby jejich zachráncem, kdo bude figurovat jako jejich kdo jakoby jim pomůže v té době, kdy vlastně bude, kdo jim pomůže zbavit se těch třech hlavních vlastně příčin jejich utrpení.
Okay. So Buddha Shakyamuni response to Manjushri's question. So therefore, Buddha Shakyamuni explained sutra of 8,000 verses. In Tibetan, we call Jetumba. So 8,000 verses. Especially, he explained about instruction of medicine Buddha. So many beings or gods hear this teaching. Therefore, in 18,36,000 Bodhisattva, millions of other Bodhisattva come through to listen Buddha's teaching on medicine Buddha.
Reakce na tu otázku Manjushriho, Buddha vyložil sutru o 8000 slok. A když, což je vlastně sutra Buddhy medicíny, obecně známo. A když vykládal tuto sutru, tak mimo těch 84 000 žáků, kteří jako byli fyzicky přítomní, tak přišly ještě miliony dalších bodhisattvů a vlastně přišli do toho shromáždění si tu sutru vyslechnout.
So Buddha explained the medicine Buddha and his special qualities, his functions, and how to do the practice of the medicine Buddha. But still Manjushri realized that many of beings and gods still doubt among the audience. So they have doubt whether medicine Buddha is exist or not. So Manjushri understood this, and then Manjushri stood up respectfully and succumbly at the Buddha three times and make three prostration, and then ask again question, Buddha Shakyamuni, please prove us whether medicine Buddha is exist or not. Then immediately Buddha, being in concentration, then from the Buddha's heart, center of his heart, so with light, so seven medicine Buddha come out with entourages, with how to say, retinue, with I say maybe bodyguards, you know, maybe assistants. Okay, so seven medicine Buddha come out. So then Buddha Shakyamuni explain, this is medicine Buddha from Eastern Pure Light, which is from lapis lazuli light, and his main function is to release the sentient beings' disease, sickness, and suffering. So he explained and he showed. Then all the audience, disciples, so how to say, know the medicine Buddha exist, and they, how to say, practice lots. So this is the briefly life story of medicine Buddha.
A potom, co Buddha odpověděl ty otázky, tak Manjushri vycítil, že davu těch posluchačů jsou pořád nějací lidé nebo bodhisattvové, jsou tam nějaké osoby, které mají pořád pochyby. A proto vlastně oslovil Buddhu, jestli by mohl dát nějaký důkaz, že to, co říká, je pravda. A v reakci na to Buddha vlastně ze svého srdce vyzářil sedm Buddhu medicíny a ukázal, že ten Buddha medicíny lazuritového světla bude ten, který vysvobodí bytosti z utrpení. A potom vlastně všichni už měli naprostou víru v to, co Buddha říká, že je pravda.
So now here I'm going to explain the meaning of mantra. Here are two kind of the mantra. One is short, one is longer. So anyway, you know, Tia Tha Om Bekhadze Bekhadze Ma Bekhadze Ranza Samungati Sova. So this is the mantra of the medicine Buddha. So if I say many in short, it means I prostrate medicine Buddha, great physician, king of the physician, and radiating the lapis lazuli light. So this is the short meaning of the medicine Buddha's mantra.
Takže k té mantře jsou dva druhy mantry, jedna je delší, jedna je kratší. My máme tam tu kratší a Geshe vysvětloval význam té mantry, že to znamená, klaním se léčiteli, velkému léčiteli. léčiteli lazuritového světla.
Okay. So if I explain little bit detail each of the word, okay? Tyatha, so study means, tyatha means do it like this.
Tak ten začátek, tyatha znamená dělejte to tímto způsobem.
Then bekhadze, bekhadze. Means, as you know, has three syllables. A, O, Ma. So it represents Buddha or medicine Buddha's pure, holy body, speech and mind. And it also represents our impure body, speech, mind. This means our impure body, speech, mind can transform into pure, holy body, speech, mind. That means our body, speech, mind can transform as much as medicine Buddha's body, speech, and mind. So therefore, letter OM.
Takže první slabika OM se skládá ze tří písmen A, U, M, a které představují tělo, řeč a mysl Buddhy, ale zároveň také představují naše jakoby nečisté tělo, řeč a mysl. A význam je ten, že jsou v jednotě, nebo že lze přetvořit to naše nečisté tělo, řeč a mysl do toho čistého těla, řeči a mysli Buddhy.
So you have to listen carefully, because it will help during the visualization meditation, okay? So then tyatha om bekhadze, bekhadze, here two bekhadze, okay? First bekhadze means eliminate all the problems of body and mind, including old age and sickness.
Tak pak jsou tam dvě bekhadze. Tak to první bekhadze znamená zbavit se
old age, eliminate all the problems of the body and mind, including old age and sickness.
Zbavit se všech jakoby problémů mysli, což zahrnuje i stáří a nemoc.
Then second bekhadze. So sometimes we recite at bishadze, but these are two way. One is Sanskrit way, second one is Tibetan way to say, okay? Anyway, both are correct. So second bekhadze means it refer eliminate the two causes of suffering. Two causes of the suffering, which is not external, but within the mind, it refer bad karma and disturbing thoughts. Are you clear?
Takže to druhé bekance znamená zbavit se dvou příčin utrpení, což je špatná karma.
Disturbing thoughts, that means
jakoby rušivé myšlenky nebo neduhy.
Wrong view, or you can say wrong view.
Nebo špatný náhled.
So second bhikkhu, okay. Then third mahabhikkhu. Mahabhikkhu means great eliminating. It means, it referred eliminate even subtle imprints left on our consciousness by disturbing thoughts. I think this is quite difficult to translate.
Mahavikanze znamená zbavit se úplně těch nejjemnějších příčin nebo těch nejjemnějších myšlenek, které způsobují utrpení.
Yes, okay. So then the theater on because ma because raja is king perfectly liberated and awakened.
Raja znamená král, ten dokonale osvícený a osvobozený.
So it yes. Okay, Raja means great king, that means already liberated, already overcome the disease. So therefore medicine Buddha, if you practice medicine Buddha's mantra, you will liberate from the disease, from the suffering. And then finally, eventually you become awakened. It means you become as same as medicine Buddha.
Znamená to vlastně, že on je dokonale osvícený a my, když budeme ho praktikovat, tak také se staneme dokonale osvíceným Buddhou.
Then here samungat, tyatum bhikkhu ma bhikkhu ranja samungat. Samungat means to go to the highest or widest or deepest. That means practice. To practice highest, widest, and deepest. Mm-hmm. When you practice medicine Buddha, so you practice this again and again, then it go to highest, widest, and deepest. That means samugat.
So it's about the result.
Yeah, result.
Takže to samugat vlastně značí ten výsledek té praxe, že vlastně pokročíme na tom tomu nejvyššímu a tomu nejlepšímu.
So then last word, soa. Soa means receiving blessing. So when you practice, you will receive the blessing from medicine Buddha by taking refuge to medicine Buddha and doing practice. Soa means receiving blessing from medicine.
Soa znamená přijímání požehnání, od Buddhy medicíny během praxe.
Okay, so this is the meaning of mantra of the medicine Buddha. Okay, now before we are going to do visualization meditation, you have to know a little bit about medicine Buddha's posture. Okay, so here, medicine Buddha is blue in color, like lapis lazuli light. So he is sitting in meditation posture on the lotus throne. Lotus is totally pure and fresh, wearing three robes of Buddhist monk. Okay? Do you want to translate?
Vlastně jak vypadá Buddha medicíny, je barvy lazuritu nebo lapis lazuli. Sedí v meditační pozici a na lotosu, který je symbolem čistoty, a má tři roby.
So his left hand is holding a bowl which is full of medicine nectar and keep in his lip.
A v levé ruce drží
his left hand, okay.
V levé ruce drží mísu, která je plná nektaru.
And his right hand, okay. Right hand's gesture is like this, okay? So between his thumbs and forefinger, he is holding a stem of this fruit arona or medicine plant in his between his four finger and thumbs and resting on the knee and facing upward like this, okay?
Takže mezi prstem jako palcem a ukazováčkem pravé ruky drží za stonek léčivou rostlinu arulu.
Aruna is name of the medicine plant, which is the best medicine in the world, okay?
Jako nejléčivější rostlinu na světě.
And he is surrounded by all the Buddhas. Okay, so you have to visualize the medicine Buddha is in the space of your forehead, okay? In the space of your forehead and surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, including Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, Tara, Guru Rinpoche, and so forth, okay?
Vizualizujeme si ho ve výši čela a představujeme si, že je obklopen všemi Budhy, jak bych se říkala, Tara, Guru Rinpoche, všichni Budhové jsou tam.
So your masters.
Jo, a všichni učitelé.
Your masters and your gurus are also sitting in front of medicine Buddha. So here, like in the space of your forehead.
Takže před ním sedí všichni učitelé, všichni gurové sedí jako v řadě před ním.
So visualize medicine Buddha looking at you compassionately, okay? All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, your guru master, look at you with compassionately, and you are requesting medicine Buddha to eliminate the pain and purify disease or rebalance or restore your health.
Buddha medicíny spolu se všemi Buddhy se na nás soucitně dívají a my je žádáme, aby nás zbavili našich strastí, naší bolesti cokoliv, jakoby nás trápí, jakoukoliv máme nemoc, tak aby nám pomohli to vyléčit.
Visualize medicine Buddha very willingly respond to your request, instantly healing blue lights and nectars eliminate from the bowl of his medicine nettle, and all the lights and medicine nettle go into your body through your channels and navi systems and to fill your body.
Takže v reakci na naši žádost světlo z Buddhy medicíny a nektar z jeho mísy vlastně se vlívá na hlavu, do těla, do všech našich kanálů v těle a tam vlastně se zbavujeme se těch nemocí.
So you receive his blessing, his medicine nectar, and it increase your wisdom, your knowledge, and all the good qualities, and it increase your health, your balance, and immune systems.
A jak přijímáme to požehnání, tak se vlastně zvětšuje se naše moudrost, naše vědomosti, naše vlastně dobré kvality se navyšují a naše utrpení se snižuje a naše nemoci se snižují.
At the same time, his blessing eliminate and purify all the disease, pain and suffering and the causes of disease instantly, completely and permanently.
A vlastně naše nemoci a příčiny našich nemocí se pročišťují a okamžitě jsou vlastně vyčištěny.
So remaining in the state of visualization meditation, so you have to recite mantra together.
A za této vizualizace vlastně společně budeme recitovat tu mantru a budeme se snažit udržet tuto vizualizaci.
Okay, now explanation is finished. Now we are going to we are going to recite together. Okay, first we have to recite the prayer of taking refuge and bodhicitta in order to generate motivation. Okay, motivation is very important. Okay, so please generate your motivation. Okay.
Takže před každou praxí je velmi důležitá motivace, takže k tomu budeme recitovat nějaké formální modlitby na refuge, útočiště a bodhicittu.
Okay, this white book, okay, please share together. We do not have enough book with this, okay? So page number 1. So one times in English and 3 times in Tibetan, okay? In the jewels of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, we take refuge until we attain enlightenment. By the merit of practicing generosity and the like, may we attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. Generation of Bodhicitta prayer. First recite in English one time, then 3 times in Tibetan. May all beings enjoy happiness and causes of happiness. May all be free from suffering and causes of sufferings. May all beings never be apart from spring bliss, which is free of all sufferings. May all beings live in the great equanimity, free from the attachment and aversion that give some clues and other distance. Now starting from the pink color. Do you Bůjči, důňi mě běde, oj taj, boj taj, měde, oj čůjči, ne rýj čoj doj, ne doj, če rýj doj, ňuň cê, mě oj boj lo, ne oj boj čůjči, together, and then later do visualization meditation. So we have to start. So if you have read book, so mantra, before the mantra we have to recite this prayer. So page number nine.
Yeah.